This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your first stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome to the show.
Woohoo!
And we are here doing a very special video because, Andre, we have gotten so many emails, so many comments saying that trucks have become way too expensive.
That's true.
And so this video, we're going to do a complete walk around of the Chicago Auto Show. We're going to show you all the trucks that are here, starting with compact, mid-size, full-size.
Heavy duties.
Yep, and then we're going to find the bargains
and budget busters.
Yeah, so we're gonna rate each truck. So if you're actually shopping for a truck, we're gonna give you the ones that won't bust your budget. But there is one little fly in the ointment, Andre.
Yes, there's a big manufacturer that's not here. And by the end of this video, you tell us who's not here.
All right, well, let's start with, obviously, with Ford, with the heavy duty truck, since we're right here. Oh, hold on, let me get this Bronco coming through.
The Bronco Raptor coming through.
Yeah, I gotta get this guy.
Up later on in the day.
All right, we're gonna watch how it does go over this. Yeah, he just launched himself into the van.
That's good.
All right, that's okay. The Super Duties.
Yeah. So Super Duty, the new version of it came out in 2023 model year, so about last year. And now they're in 2024s, and they have several of them here. For example, the Platinum truck, Roman, that you have here, is one of their most fancy and most option trucks.
So here's the thing, okay? It says it starts at $45,000.
Yeah, but that's like a two-door, two-wheel drive XL.
Yes. So what is this one, Andre?
Ooh, well, this is a Platinum. Yeah. Starts at $77,000. But if you add a high-output turbo diesel engine, the 6.7 V8 power stroke, that's $12,500. Then you add some more options to it. You could get to this price, $97,000, like the Limited.
Well, the cool thing is we're going to be able to actually compare this to like the Duramax, so you'll see how much that costs. So
yes,
you'll have a good sense of, if you're shopping for a new truck, kind of how much they cost.
That's right.
Hello, got your YouTube channel all the time.
Yeah, TFL. Thank you for watching, man. Really appreciate it.
Good show. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So Andre, bargain or budget buster?
I'm gonna say budget buster.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Super capable trucks, their payloads, their towing capabilities are sky high. But as you saw that, Roman, it starts to add up very quickly, and even the Lariat is pretty expensive. You could option that up, and the Tremor trucks are expensive. So I'm gonna call it not super great value, because people want these trucks and the prices are sky high.
All right, but here's the thing, Andre. The problem is these are aspirational trucks, right? And people, you know, let's say you start with an F-150, right?
Sure.
There's always the bigger and better truck.
Yeah, and this is almost like a business truck, right? So if you have a small business or even a big business, maybe this truck makes sense for you. It helps you with taxes, etc., etc. So of course there's a place for that truck, but I would say it's a budget buster.
All right, well, let's go to the most popular truck in the land, which is this one right here, and this happens to be the Platinum, Andre. It's the, of course, the Ford F-150. Let's look at the inside, because the Platinum's going to be, that's going to be fancy.
Yeah, and they're kind of carrying that same theme, right, between the F-150 and the Super Duty. It's a very nice interior.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a big screen. You're looking at nice leather. These may be like the 500-way seats.
And they're like fully reclinable, yeah,
so
right?
You can take those all the way down. So if you want,
I mean, the rear seat will stop us maybe, but
yeah,
if you let me try.
If you want to do a little siesta, you could, right? Yeah, for sure. Look at that. All the way down. And then over here, if I can reach it. But maybe I'll have you do it. That should fold into a little...
Well, I don't know if it'll let us do it. Oh, yeah, it will.
There goes a little... And then you gotta...
Hold on. Where is that? I can't do it.
We're real professionals here. Well, we could show it another one. That one may not do it, Andre.
It may not do it, actually.
But I like the way that, you know, the shifter folds down.
It hides away.
It hides away. And this is a very nice place to spend time. And there's not a lot of luxuries in the nicest of luxury cars that this truck doesn't have.
Right. And also, they're doubling down on hybrid technology. About 10% of their trucks in 2023 were hybrids, and they want to make it 20% of their sales mix. But there is a issue, I think a component issue. So the 2024s, these latest trucks that we'll show you in a second.
So it starts at 36, once again, very base truck.
Yeah.
This one, Andre.
Well, no, this one is a Platinum 73.
All right, but you can get it up to 70.
That's Raptor. Yeah, Raptor we'll show you in a second. That's a whole different story.
So
there's a component shortage right now. So the 2024s, they're a little bit delayed or could be delayed.
So let me ask you, Ford F-150, bargain or budget buster? Depending, of course, on the trim.
It depends on the trim. Yeah. So I would say a basic trim like XL or XLT, good, bargain. But it gets a budget buster when we get to the Tremor that we'll show you soon.
Another problem, obviously, is that dealers don't tend to order the base ones. Remember when we bought that Ram Classic? I spent literally 2 months looking for one, and finally I was able to find one because I wanted four-wheel drive. And even the, you know, previous generation Ram, which is what the Classic is, was, I think, $38,000. All right, so we're at the F-150 Lightning, which we owned, actually. And once upon a time, these were a bargain.
Yeah, and they still may be a bargain if you're not getting the Platinum version. So if you're getting a Pro, this is the Lariat. So the Lariat currently starts at $69,900. But if you're actually getting a smaller battery, which is, of course, gives you less range, there could be a fairly good bargain still.
Yeah, but this Platinum one, dude, $92,000.
Yeah, that's a buster.
Yeah, let's show them the inside because it does have a very nice inside. Here, this one will fold. You can show them the folding.
Yeah, there you go.
Back on this one.
Sorry, there's music here. Hey, look,
yeah.
I actually know what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's for your laptop, look, or your
sandwich.
Sandwich, let's depending say on what you want to use it for. So we owned, of course, the bigger battery. We drove it all the way.
Yeah, extended range.
But the one thing that I walked away from with all the Lightnings is that they're a little under-batteried, right? I want to say ours was 135 kilowatt-hour battery.
Yes, about 134.
In real terms, we struggled, especially when we put bigger off-road tires on it, to get, you know, 200 miles in the winter per charge.
That's true. Roman, we have to keep moving because we only saw three trucks.
And
we need to see 25 trucks.
Okay, let's keep moving. Here's, of course, the Raptor. Which we also owned. That is definitely a budget buster.
This is the new 2024 model. You can kind of tell by the light signature here.
Yeah.
Here and here. And it has a fancier new shock. Roman, come over here with me.
Okay.
Fancier shock. So, it's down here in front of the tire. You see that? Two valves. One and two. So, that's the next generation Fox shocks. And the starting price on this one is $111,000.
I thought they were more than that when you... add in, you know, dealer markups, which these are going to get.
Well, yeah, we're not talking about dealer markups, but, I mean, just sticker prices and MSRPs. I mean, these trucks are in 37s, of course.
How about a regular Ram? Do you think that's a bargain or a budget buster?
I would say it's kind of a bargain. I mean, it's if you call $77,000 a bargain, then I would say a regular Raptor could be close to a bargain.
It depends on how you look at it. If you're looking at it from a truck perspective, you know, it's a lot of money, but if you're looking at it from like a sports car perspective,
let's go this way.
It's not that much money.
Toyota.
Toyota. All right. Well,
and then we'll do a little bit more Ford later.
Okay.
So this truck is getting a lot of attention. This is the new Tacoma 2024 Trail Hunter, and it only comes as a hybrid, so iForce Max. And pricing is not completely finalized on these trucks, but we just bought a 2024 Tacoma TRD off-road, so we know that price.
Which is?
$45,300.
Starts at...
Which it starts at like 32-ish, 33-ish.
Yeah.
This though, especially with additional equipment like this rack, the tent, boxes, and all the other equipment that comes with the Trail Hunter, this could be over $60,000 for sure.
That could be, Andre.
It will be.
Oh yeah, it will be. And then interestingly, they don't have a... Oh, it's open. I thought it was closed. It was locked.
We can open that door.
Yeah, well, let's open that
door. No, but here's the thing. I would see this shiny part?
Yeah.
That's still a prototype, right? So, but look, they're also doing accessories that you could buy at the dealership, like ARB accessory, Pelican accessories.
Andre, I'm betting you can easily get this. All of those brands.
Or maybe 70 grand, Roman.
You can easily get this for $70,000, yeah.
So this is, I would say this could be a buster.
Yeah, I think so.
Budget buster.
Yeah, quite.
Several different drivers. There's the guys from TFL.
Thank you.
TFL guys right here.
Thank you for pointing at things. Appreciate it. Oh, look at this. You know, all of ours are empty here.
And there's a lot of...
There's a lot of things. So now we know what we're missing. We're missing three auxiliaries. All the side ones are also... It's got the...
Like a sway bar. Yeah, sway bar camera system.
Yeah, we're missing all that. We're missing leather in ours. But I don't care. I don't know if you need all this, you know? The bigger screen, of course. So definitely budget buster there.
Yeah. And actually, most Tacomas could be in the $55,000 range with some options.
So here's one. What's this one called? What color is this?
TRD Pro.
Yep.
Terra
Firma.
No. Terra Firma. Yes. It looks like Earth.
That's a really beautiful color. So this is another one that's going to be, once upon a time, was the biggest budget buster, but now I think the Trail Hunter will live above this.
As far as options, maybe, and pricing.
Yeah, and pricing, yeah.
This one has Fox shocks. It's a little bit hard to see, but this one has Fox shocks, and this is also a prototype. We haven't test driven these yet. These are the latest hybrids. They should be very, very powerful. And have additional power.
And so, dual exhaust. We don't have dual exhaust.
No, we don't.
No.
They should have up to about 2,400 watt system here in the bed because it is a hybrid as well.
So people in our comments are asking us, why didn't we get a TRD Pro, or why didn't we get the Trail Hunter, or why didn't we get a manual? Because...
not available.
Not available.
Yes. Because that comes later. Even the manual transmissions are coming a little bit later. This comes in about April or May timeframe, maybe a little bit later. So... those are some of the reasons for that.
Let me see if the door's open. We can take a peek inside. Nope, this one's locked. All right.
They're very protective of this one.
All right.
There's a Tundra.
Well, I would say for the TRD Pro and for the Trail Hunter, we're definitely looking at a budget buster. But then you get a lot.
Here's a Tundra. Okay. This is a 24, once again, TRD Pro. Once again, with all the latest options and features in the latest color.
There's a camera.
I think they have something where it's some sort of a contest and they'll take your picture.
Or they're making sure you don't steal the shift knob.
Which could happen, right?
It happens at auto shows.
So Roman, I love this truck, except I don't think it has enough tire.
Oh, you know most these tires. Toyotas don't have enough tire, right? Them and Chevy seem to always under tire their trucks. So, how much is this guy?
This one.
Let's see if there's a price on it.
I think it's also a bit of a buster, Roman.
Yeah.
Because I remember we just tested this at Tumbleweed Range, very similar truck to this. It was pushing $70,000.
I pressed here to learn more.
This is the one?
Overview. Yeah. So.
There we go. Capstone
72 to 78. Yeah. For a Tundra, this is becoming a busting number.
Andre, it seems like the auto show, it's all budget busters.
Well, no, we'll have some bargains.
I know. I feel like we're trying to give our people here options, and all we're giving them is, you know.
We'll do a separate video on the Land Cruiser.
Yeah, that's coming.
That's a whole different thing.
All we're giving them are, like, you know, 20-year loan numbers. What's over here? Let's see if this is maybe a more affordable truck. I think that's...
No, that's either Platinum or 17...
94, which is also going to be expensive.
Here's an interesting concept from SEMA. Yeah. This is called the X-Runner, which has a Tundra engine in a Tacoma. So this is a twin turbo V6 concept, X-Runer.
Yeah, three phase.
All right, well, That's probably a $1 million prototype, Andre.
Yeah, this is priceless because there's only one of these.
So definitely a budget buster.
All right, let's go find some.
I see one. You see it? You guys see it? I see.
Yeah, I see one.
I see your first bargain. And actually, speaking of cars, we'll do a full walk around. So if you want to see us doing a walk around of the cars here, head on over to alltfl.com because we've got complete wall-to-wall coverage from the auto show.
Yeah, definitely.
But here, certainly, is a bargain.
So this is big news, Roman. Of course, the Maverick's been around for a couple of years, but they just announced, Ford released this information, that they sold over 12,000 of these in the first month of the year, in January, which is a huge number of vehicles for 1 month.
So it starts at 23,000 or 24,000.
Yeah. Remember when it started at 19,999?
Lariat is 34, and this is the Tremor, so it's actually...
This could be almost 40, the way you look here.
Yeah, but... so this is not the budget, but if you get the base model, and, you know, I love this truck. What's incredible... Actually, let me show you what's incredible. Why don't you sit down in it? You are... Actually, sit down in the back. You are 6'3", and check this out. This is a compact truck, so it's smaller than, like... the Tacoma we just showed. Look at this. You've got tons of room.
Yeah. I mean, my knees are kind of hidden because the seat is all the way back.
Look, it is all the way back.
But look, here, there's a ton of space here.
I'll show you. Look, this I'm 6'2", and sometimes wider than taller, but look at all the room I have in here.
Wow.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced. From the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support, the new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeats.com, code DEAL.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I mean, this is incredible. So there is one problem with this truck. You know what that is?
What is that?
Living in Colorado, I'll give you a hint.
So the hybrid doesn't have all-wheel drive.
Yeah, I don't know what is up with that. Why doesn't the hybrid have all-wheel drive?
So there's a rumor, they're updating this truck for 2025.
Yeah. And you might get something. And then the same problem with the Santa Cruz, the other compact truck, right? Once again, you can get it, but you can't get the hybrid, even though you can get it in the car version.
I wanted to show you the F-150 Tremor, but they have really loud music in there.
That's all right. We can figure it out. Yeah, we'll walk by. Let's go. Yeah, it is a little music-y in here. What can you do? So let's look at the F-150 Tremor.
Talking because if copyright hits us, then we'll start dancing.
Yeah, I know. This is always a problem.
So this is the latest 2024 F-150 Tremor.
Yeah.
It comes with a brand new bumper and a winch.
This could be
a budget buster because that's about $70,000 or so with options, or even more than 70.
Sorry guys, we'd love to show it to you, but the problem is Michael Jackson is so loud. Yeah, and if he gets YouTube picks it up, then the video gets demonetized and we don't get paid, and we can't make more videos. You know how that goes.
Yes.
So here's a good one. Interesting.
Yeah, this is interesting. This is a new 2024 Ford Ranger Raptor that's coming online very, very soon.
Yep.
And it only has a couple of options. When you choose a Raptor Ranger, it comes with everything. Twin turbocharged V6, 3-liter, over 400 horsepower. It's got 33s. It's got Fox shocks. It's got the interior for one price of $55,470.
Now, we were just looking at the Tacoma. Right, Trail Hunter and TRD Pro, and this is a top Ranger midsize truck. And it's actually a bargain. That is a bargain.
Yeah, it is. Because remember, our TRD off-road truck that we bought for $45,000, we could have added $10,000 package to it.
Yep.
It would be the same price as this.
Yeah.
I know. So I think this is a bargain.
It is a bargain for all the power and all the accessories you get. And, you
and
know,
all the capability.
And you get the Raptor name on it.
Yeah.
Now, how about if we go a little bit less expensive? We're looking at a Sport 4x4 here.
Well, so the Lariat is about $43,000, $35,000 for the XLT and $32,600 for the XL. I would say the Lariat may be a little bit overpriced at $43,000+, but the base prices are good, and the Raptor prices, I think, is good value.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think you've got both. You know, the Ranger has always been kind of the go-to truck if you wanted.
And it struggled recently in sales, right? They had a strike, they had part shortages, they had a lot of challenges. So it's not selling very well right now, but I think it could be. And also the Bronco kind of affected it because they're built at the same plant as the Bronco.
Let's see this Lightning. Is this a more of an affordable one? We kind of blew right by it. I love the color. I think that's, I forget what it's called, the Antimatter, I think?
Antimatter, yeah.
Yeah. So this is an
XLT. This is an XLT, so it's a little bit better.
So $49,000.
No. Well, XLT is $54,000. That's better.
Yeah, that's not, you know, horrible. So here,
cloth seats.
Yeah, you get cloth seats. You get a small. Is that a smaller screen, Andre? Do you know, or is that the same size?
It's the same. 12.
12 inch screen.
12. Yeah.
I mean, a little bit more plasticky. A little bit more basic, but nevertheless, not a bad price. Now Ford recently announced, Andre, that they're slowing down Lightning production.
They have.
Yeah, all the gas people are like, we don't want electric trucks. And so Ford responded by saying, if you don't want them,
we'll build something else.
Now, this one has been delayed a lot.
Yeah, it has. And we're still waiting for it.
Yeah.
And we don't know exactly. We were just talking to David, right?
Yeah.
He's waiting for his Ranger Raptor.
Yep.
David from All Terrain Nation.
Right there.
Oh, he's right there.
All right, let me sit back.
He's still waiting for it.
I want to try the back seat of this. See how much room I have. You know, mid-sized trucks are usually tight in the back, but not bad, huh? I think it's okay. You know, it's not bad. Let me see if the front people, you know, we just did that Tacoma video. People said we were sitting shoulder to shoulder in the Tacoma, but all of these mid-sized trucks have about the same size cabin.
Yes. Do you want to show the center armrest? Because it's not very big.
No, it's kind of small.
You know, that's all mid-sized trucks are this way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, let's face it. This is the affordable
F-150.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You could call it an F-150 for the price of this. But it'd be much more basic.
They intersect. Yeah.
All right, well, let's keep going. We've got a lot more trucks to look at.
Okay. Watch out, guys, because we have a lot more. I mean, we showed you guys E-Transit vans last year. So they're still here, they're still building the E-Transit, and they're pretty successful with their E-Transits.
Now we're here at Hyundai. The question is, I don't see a Santa Cruz on, I see a Santa Fe.
There's one right there.
Well, let's go look at the Santa Cruz.
There's another rumor that they're updating slightly the Santa Cruz for next year.
Now,
it's not here yet.
I'm gonna say it right now, Nathan has one, but that is also a budget buster, right? I think the
Nathan's is not.
No.
Because he has a simple non-turbo version at $32,000.
Yeah.
Which is reasonable. But this could be a budget buster.
Yeah, let's look. $41,000.
Or $43,000, as shown.
Or $43,000, wow. Yeah.
So I think at $43,000 is definitely a buster.
Well, and the problem is, you know, unlike the Maverick, Hyundai decided to go after kind of the lifestyle crowd, right? This is, if you're a surfer, thanks for the light, Andre.
Yeah.
If you're a surfer in California, and you want a vehicle where you can go and, you know, put your dirty wetsuit in the back so you can smell up the back. And I think the Maverick has more of a bandwidth, right, than this.
Yeah, and it's also very comfortable.
Yeah.
This is like a crossover with a bed, right? Yeah. I mean, it drives very, very comfortably.
Now, this compact truck segment is going to get very interesting because, of course, there are rumors that Toyota's going to jump in with the Stout.
Yeah. And, you know, and maybe Chevrolet will jump in with something.
And you know why the word, why Stout?
Because it's the classic name that they've had before.
Exactly. The first truck Toyota brought in here was a Stout.
Yeah.
All right. We have made our way to Chevy. So let's go look at
All right.
what
let's
the
take
bow tie
a look.
Boys have, or girls.
So I see lots of trucks in this area.
Yeah.
Do you want to start with the red one?
Yeah, I think right that's here? A bargain, dude.
That looks like my truck.
That does look like your. Let's go. That's cruise control.
Well, you want to check?
Yeah, let's
Can we
check.
Take it off here and put it in mine?
Yeah. We leave with the red one. Hold on. I see Sofian over there. Here, can you grab this for a second?
Yes.
Let me go over to Sofian. Hold on. Hey, Sofian. Come on, you're on camera. We're doing a walk around of all the trucks.
Yes.
So you do these really great consumer buyer reviews. So we're
I appreciate that, Roman.
No, it's true. We're deciding which trucks here are bargains and which ones are budget busters. So I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah.
So if you had to pick one truck that you thought was a budget buster and one that was a bargain, what would you say?
Budget buster, like
yeah,
like too expensive.
Does it have to be like a full size or
could be anyone? Any pick anyone. What do you think is like all the reviews you've done of trucks? What's the one that you think is like
too expensive?
Yeah, too expensive.
I would probably
say anything that's half ton.
Anything that's half ton. That's a good point. Yeah, true that.
Yeah, because everything's so expensive now. I mean, honestly, I'm a little surprised at how expensive the Cybertruck is. Like, because the one out in the foundation.
Oh, yeah, 100K.
It's like 120,000, isn't it?
Oh, for the three motor one. Yeah.
No, for that one that they have is the foundation series. Yeah. So okay. I think it's like 120 grand. So I think that's a little too expensive because if you're comparing it to the Rivian, that's like 30 grand more.
So you wrecked our surprise. We were going to go there at the very end, but that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Oh, wow.
I'm already planned. All right, but I completely agree.
Okay.
But there's a Cyber Beast, which is a three motor. That's 120, and then there's a dual motor, which is 100.
Yeah,
so that's much more
still expensive.
Still very expensive.
All right, I agree. So Cybertruck, budget buster. Okay. How about a bargain?
Bargain.
Yeah.
I do like the new Colorado. The Trail Boss especially is like 40 grand, and you get a ton. But I don't like how it has halogen headlights. So. I probably would not like.
That's how point. You save money. That's how you save
you
know money.
You know how I'll save money? You don't put cruise control in it.
Too soon.
Too soon, Andre. Sorry.
I'd probably say the Canyon would be my choice if I was going to pick, but the Canyon is also expensive too.
Oh, God. So AT4X?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Good to see you.
See you later.
All right.
Andre. Let's keep going. Bye, guys.
I'll talk to you guys later about the mic.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk later. Yeah. All right.
So this is a Trail Boss. Yep. So I picked mine up about 9 months ago at $41,000. So you're getting off-road suspension. Well, not fancy off-road suspension, but a little bit better than most. And you still have 7,700 pounds of towing and, you know, cloth interior like this. So I think for Trail Boss, it's a good bargain.
Oh, Andre, I see cruise control. Sorry.
Oh, it's right there.
It's right there, yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. This is definitely a bargain.
Look.
I think, and it's good looking, you know.
So Trail Boss really starts about 39 without cruise control.
Yeah.
And this one could be like 41, 42.
So I have to say, so here's the thing, okay? People feel like full-size trucks have gotten too expensive.
Even Sofian, commented on this.
Yeah, but mid-size trucks now have gotten as big as full-size trucks were like two generations ago.
Yes.
So you are getting a pretty beefy truck.
Yeah, and which is also kind of capable, right?
Yeah, I would say for the money, the mid-size truck is the bargain.
Well, look, show them this. 1,400 pounds of payload. That's basically half-ton territory
in
payload.
All right, sit in the back, see how you fit.
Well, I own this one.
All right, I'll sit in the back.
I've sat in the back of this one.
Yes. Oh boy!
Ooh, no, ooh. You're not gonna sit in this one.
No, I'm not gonna sit in that one.
It's all pushed all the way back.
Okay. Anyway, it's like I said, the cabins are all about the same size.
I want to show one more truck, ZR2.
Let's go look at the ZR2.
Because it's also a bargain, I would say. I would wager, because you're getting still 310 horsepower, 430 pound-feet of torque. You still have the turbocharged engine, fancy shocks.
Yeah, you got the Multimatic on this one.
Multimatics. You've got a nicer interior.
You do have a nicer interior, and you know, unlike the Tacoma, you're going to get a front locker on this one, not
yes,
the rear locker.
Exactly, yeah. Selectable, and starting price of $48,395. So under 50 grand. Remember that Ranger Raptor was 55.
Yeah,
you're getting this for 49.
But less horsepower.
Less horsepower.
So this is a four-cylinder, right? That puts out.
And that's a V6.
That's a V6. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're getting a little bit less power, but.
But still good suspension, really capable.
Yeah, definitely a bargain, Andre.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I like these rock rails. It's a good truck. And it's, I'm not going to say affordable,
it's tall. Yeah. Look at this. Yeah, look at me standing next to it. It's pretty tall.
Yeah, I'm not going to say affordable, but for the money, it's not horrible. All right, well, let's look at some other ZR2s.
Because we promised Duramaxes, right?
Yeah, but how about why? Well, we're keeping the ZR2 theme. We've got the Silverado ZR2.
Well, look at this one, 74 grand. So this is becoming not affordable. This is becoming budget busting.
So we just had this at the office.
Duramax.
With the 3-liter Duramax. Yeah. And we took it off-road. That video is over at alltfl.com. And actually, I really fell in love with the truck. We owned a ZR2 with the bigger V8.
Yes, 6.2.
6.2. You know, the only thing that I could criticize it for is kind of this gray interior. It's a little dour, don't you think? They tried to lighten up with these stitches, but otherwise it's a little dour.
I think they could do a little bit better. And some of their newer vehicles, like the new Trax, the new Equinox, have better interiors, I think.
And when the screens light up, it's much nicer, because obviously they're very colorful. But Ford does splashes of
But look at the space.
Orange. That's huge. I know.
Look at this. Yeah. I'll get in.
All right, you get in. I'll light you up and I'll shoot you as well.
Look. I know. It's like a limo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so here's the crazy thing about this guy. With that 3-liter, the truck was showing me over 500 miles of range.
Wow.
On a full tank.
That's really good.
I believe it. I don't think it's, you know.
That's really good.
Just a guesstimate. So I'm going to call this.
On the border?
I'm going to give it, yeah, I mean, if you're comparing it to a Raptor, which is sort of kind of.
Which is a few thousand more.
But then if you get the Bison version of it, then it gets much more expensive.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Bison.
We have one over here.
Here's
I'll go on the border. It's kind of like, it's not bargain, it's not a budget, not a budget buster, it's kind of like that.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Well, this could be almost busting, because this is 92,890. This is a big boy.
But it starts at 81,900.
This is a big boy.
You're going to pay for your Duramax.
It's a heavy duty, it tows 18,400 pounds, has a lot of payload, about, 2,600 or 2,700 pounds.
Let's look at my payload. Let's take a quick peek. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Sorry for getting away.
All right. Take a peek.
Yeah, go for it. What is it? What's the number?
2766. I know my trucks.
You know your trucks.
But the screen lit up just for a second. Anyways, same interior almost as the 1500.
Yeah.
And this will pull your big trailer. This is also very tall. This is way taller. You could put a gooseneck or a fifth wheel in there.
Now let's talk about what this Bison means. So Chevy has partnered with a company called AEV, and they've done boron steel
everywhere.
Yeah, that's actually plastic, but there's metal underneath it.
Well, this is a heavy-duty bumper. Look at this. I mean, they don't skimp on steel.
Yeah.
Has lots of protection. So if you look underneath, well, you cannot see it this way. We have to look at it in the front.
All right, let's look in the front.
You have skid plates everywhere. Yeah. Except on a heavy-duty truck, the fuel tank is exposed. Or not protected.
The CEO of American Expedition Vehicles, Dave.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, Dave Harrington. He's really great.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. So you have this, and then further down, you have more skid plates and more skid plates and more skid plates. So it's got a lot of.
He said
plates.
Something interesting. He said that like in the last generation Colorado, they actually wanted to go with 35s, but in order to do that, they actually had to increase the width of the chain in the low speed transfer case.
Yeah.
And because when you upsize the wheel and tire, we had this long discussion, you also affect payload. And GM has such stringent manufacturing specifications that it would cost millions to go from the smaller tire to the bigger tire.
Yeah, because it affects the driveline, your axles, your transfer case, everything,
and
right?
I bring this up because this is what the people that, you know, do lift kits and different shocks at your local off-road
shop
don't really, you know, let you know about that when you lift them.
So that's a big part of why this is 92,000, right?
Yeah.
Because they will warranty it, they've tested it, they've put it through the ringer.
Yeah, they crash tested.
They crash tested everything.
You put a different bumper on it, all of a sudden your crash testing is out the window.
Yeah.
So even though it's, you know, a budget buster in a way, if you were to do all this on your own.
You might be saving money, actually.
You might be saving money. Yeah. Certainly is the case. All right, well, let's look at the Trail Boss here.
All right. This is kind of a more of a base Trail Boss. No, actually, it's an LT.
It's got the nice tailgate
So is this a Duramax also? Let's see. No, this is just a V8. This is the one we had.
Yeah.
So we had a 5.3 V8 with 10 speed. Whoa, 68,000?
I want to say we paid in the 50s when we got ours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's gone up.
This was only 4 years ago.
Yeah, thank you, COVID. And inflation.
So it's becoming a buster.
Yeah, it's definitely becoming a budget buster. Because when we bought this, I thought it was, you know, relatively off-roady. It was kind of like a Swiss Army knife. It did everything, right? It didn't kill off-road. It didn't kill towing. It didn't kill... but it did everything relatively well. Where are we going?
I see a Nissan sign.
Oh.
So how about this, Roman?
Right,
how about Nissan. We do Nissan and then swing around.
Okay.
And we'll show you some surprises.
Yeah.
Also.
We've got some more surprises. So I got to say, Andre, Chevy seems to have right now...
A good lineup.
Chevy seems to have the best mix of, you know, bargains and budget busters. So you can
so they're offering things for everybody,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It seems, at least with their mid-sized trucks.
Speaking of budget busters.
Oh, that's a humongous buster.
That's a budget buster, yeah. I think that's the RST.
Yes.
Silverado EV. And if I remember right, we're going to start this number with a 9, I believe, right?
No, no, one.
A 1, okay.
1-0.
I was off. Maybe it's so high they don't even put it here.
No, it's not going to be here. I think it's 105-ish. That's the price. That's the price of this. 105, right?
105.
Approximately.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah.
So. But it's basically a modern day electrified Avalanche because look, midgate folds down.
Yeah, you could show
that's
it
really useful.
You could show it over here. So here's the midgate. This is the RST. And you can see the midgate right there.
Yeah, this folds down, this window goes away. You have power export. This could be a really capable truck, but once again, $105,000. I mean that's
work
a lot of money.
I think is what, 70?
79.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a budget buster.
Yes.
I think like Ford with the Lightning, GM has kind of jumped up very high.
Let me show you a bargain.
Okay, we'll go
right here.
What, this is not a bargain. That is not a bargain, Andre.
Wait, is this $100,000?
I don't know. Like, the more windows, the more expensive
it is. It's 21. 21 windows.
Yeah, that might be 100. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's definitely not a bargain. But there is a bargain over here if we walk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nissan.
Yeah.
Look, they have an Aria that went to both poles, North Pole and South Pole.
You got to love those giant, those are like the very Icelandic style tires.
Balloon tires.
Yeah, balloon tires on it. Yeah. And look, they brought the snow really back.
Cool. Hi, how are you?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah, you're just on camera. That's fine.
Look, they brought North and South Pole snowbag to us, Andre.
Wow.
Wow. But don't, you're going to freeze your hand. Don't do it. Oh, too cold.
Okay.
But you can see where they went. Interesting story.
This is the map.
Yeah, that's the map. But we're not here to look at electric.
No, we want pickups. We want pickups.
Ice vehicles.
Here we are.
Here we are at the pickups.
No, yes.
We got both here. Kind of
let's start here.
At the bargain.
Let's start
and
here.
And then we'll talk about the budget buster, huh?
So we have both.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Dude, I love this
oh,
hard
those
body.
Those wheels are so badass.
They brought it here.
I love those wheels.
Look at this. I just want to take the wheels home. Just forget
put
about
it on
the vehicle.
Every Nissan.
Yeah.
Just put those on the Aria.
Put it on every Nissan made.
We are, of course, at the Nissan Frontier,
yes.
Which, unlike all the other midsize trucks, actually is a V6. Now the Tacoma has gone to a four-cylinder turbo.
But look at this number. For a King Cab two-wheel drive, $30,000, which is very affordable.
Yeah, I think, is that the least expensive?
Midsizer?
It might be.
It's close.
It's close, yeah.
I think the fight is still on. Maybe Chevy has them by a tiny bit, but I think this is just an honest truck, dude.
Yeah.
Honest pickup truck. It does everything pretty well. And this is a hard body, so of course this is not going to be $30,000, it's going to be more. But still a really great value in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I think you know, Nissan is often overlooked when people think of trucks now that the Titan is gone. There's not even a Titan in here.
No.
Yeah, I think there's still some dealers.
They're still selling them, but just yeah, for but a few more months.
Really, this is a really good looking truck. I actually love the color.
Do you want to sit in it? Well, we've sat in it before. But
I'll sit in it.
You could show it.
Yeah, I'll sit in it. Yeah, it's nice.
Comfy, right?
Comfy. This one's going to be more expensive. I can tell already. Heated steering
wheel. Well, it's got leather-wrapped steering wheel.
Really, yeah. Yeah. But
so this
nice
could
truck.
Be like 43, maybe?
Probably, yeah.
So something like that. But I would say, you know, it tows about, what, 6,700 pounds? And and it looks amazing in this hard body livery. So,
well, should we walk over and hit
a little bit of a Buster?
Hit the budget Buster, which is the Forsberg Racing Edition.
Yes.
So, how much more is this if you want to get this spec, Andre? Which you can't get it from your local.
So first of all, let's kind of explain what it is, right? So Forsberg Racing is off-road racing and on-road racing company. They've been fielding basically a racing version of this truck in several different NORA races, which is a off-road organization. Now they're bringing it to us, the consumers, right? So it has to do with suspension. Can you see a little bit of that?
I can, yeah.
So Bilstein shocks, special, very strong wheels with beadlock capability. Let's look in the back.
Yeah, let's look in the back.
We've got really strong rock rails. Yep.
Bilsteins. Yeah, they're there. You can see them.
They're hiding. Oh, they're hiding.
They're right there, yeah.
And Yokohama tires.
You know, let me show you on this truck. Oh, it's upside down here too. Hold on. I'm gonna go over here. I've never seen this look before. The Geolander X-Dash all terrain and the way that's done. That's kinda cool.
I like that. Let me open the door for you.
Okay, let's look on the inside.
And this is actually, you could order it.
Yeah.
And this is done at the dealership.
And you get this plaque.
Can you see that?
I can see it, yeah.
And it's got a serial number. So it's basically serialized, very special.
Does it come with the Nismo?
Yeah, well, this is part of it.
Okay.
Yes.
So how much is all this business, Andre?
Now this package, here's the busting part.
Okay.
$9,999.
So $10,000.
So $10,000 to get this package installed.
You get the stickers? Yeah, you get the stickers.
Oh, yes. Okay. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It sounds like a lot of money. It is. But what if you pieced it together yourself? Once again, I mean, they tested these shocks in racing and this tire
any
setup.
More horsepower?
No, I don't. They're not touching this horsepower.
So which is actually, you know, basically with better suspension.
And actually, you could choose. It can be a Pro 4X, but you can choose it in another trim.
Okay.
So if you want to save a little bit of money, you can actually choose another trim, and do it that way. But I think, if this was a Pro 4X like this, that's like $42,000 plus 10. You're now $52,000. So now you're getting into Ranger Raptor territory almost, right?
Yeah, at that point you're getting more horsepower.
Right.
And it's just a little bit more truck in some ways. But so, if you want the most special Frontier, that's certainly the one.
Yep, and it's got a lot of Nismo parts in it as well. Where should we go now?
Well, how about...
I think we should go this way and show them something that Sofyan was talking about.
Not yet. Are you forgetting about another brand that's here?
Who's not here, by the way?
Well, I'm not going to tell you it, but there's another brand. Come on, you're forgetting about it.
Honda.
Yes, and then there's another one that starts with a G and ends with a C and has an M in the middle.
Well, no, that's at the end of our show.
Let's go look at Honda.
Okay.
Because Honda makes a mid-size truck that people always mistake for a crossover with a bed. And Honda's right there, so let's go and check that out.
You're right, absolutely right.
I gotta tell you, I love the ZR2 Tahoe.
Oh, this Z71?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Z71, yeah. That would be one of my bike choices.
Well, it's the best-selling big SUV in the country.
Yeah, it's just honest, and it's, you know, it's everything you want and nothing you don't.
We have a Camaro Corral here. Look at this. Every Camaro ever made.
Go Blackhawks.
Wow.
Yes, I did grow up in Chicago, Andre. Yeah, it is a nice
car. Oh, I see the Ridgeline.
Yeah, it is a Camaro Camel. But we'll leave that for the car podcast. Once again, why don't you hit all TFL if you want to see that. So we're not going to be looking at that one.
No, that's a one-of-a-kind desert Baja racer.
Yeah, but we're going to be looking at
which
the blue
awesome.
One. That's hiding right here. And I have to say, Andre, Honda is slowly but surely making their trucks a little bit more off-roady.
And this is why this is here. I think this tire is quite good. It's got good tread. This is a general grabber. And I love the way it looks, but still the tire is a little bit smallish. It's a little bit smallish, but quite capable.
You know how we were saying, like, the cabin on all mid-sized trucks is about the same? Not
this
here.
This is wider.
This is much wider.
Yeah.
This is much bigger. So let's look at the price. I've got the Monroney right here, Andre. Can you guess it?
45.
Very good. This one, of course, is the Trail Sport. 44, 980, but as...
With destination.
Yeah, 46, 47,000, which is not cheap, but not bad for everything you get. I would say let's sit down in here together, see how we fit. Look at the size of that armrest. I mean, it's just got so much more room. But we're now sitting shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, look, our arms are separated.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Tommy and I drove this all the way from California pulling a razor. Actually, it wasn't a razor. Sorry. It was a
Pioneer. It was a Talon.
It was a Talon. Yeah.
It was a Honda Talon you were pulling.
Yeah, it was a Talon. And it pulls well, what, 6,000 pounds?
5,000 about.
Yeah. Is it all 5,000?
Yeah.
So you're missing 1,000 pounds?
You're missing about 1,000 pounds, but you're gaining comfort. But you're also gaining this, a push-button transmission controller.
But we're looking at heated seats. You know, we're looking at nice steering wheel. I mean, basically, it's a Pilot in the front here.
Yes.
If you didn't look back there and you didn't see the bed, you would...
But it's very comfy and very nice.
Does it have the magic seats in the back? Should we find out?
It should.
So this has... Yeah, it has it. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So you could easily plop these back and roll
store,
the bicycle in
store
here.
Lots of stuff.
And Honda pioneered all this, you know? I remember watching a video of the Cybertruck, and they were... The presenter was like saying, oh, look, the seats fold up. And I was like, yeah.
Hold on. Wait. Oh. Wait.
That dual tailgate.
Yes.
Opens like that.
And now the Cybertruck has this too.
Yeah.
Except they have a spare in here in the Honda.
Which is not grand. If there's something in the bed and you happen to have a flat tire, then you got to take it out. And then, of course, it does this too. It does this. And like I said, I think people often forget about this vehicle.
And it's a huge bed.
Yeah.
It's a really huge bed.
And, you know, if you don't like four-cylinder turbos, here's
this is straight-up V6.
Straight-up V6, yeah. Yeah, really a good bargain.
I think it's on the border of being a bargain or a budget buster, because at $46,000, you know, you could buy a really nice Ranger or a really nice Frontier for that money.
But the question is, which one will last longer? I'm gonna say the Honda is going to have a longer lifespan.
Trail sports.
So maybe if you take into account, you know, kind of the longevity of the truck. So I say in full-size trucks, the domestic manufacturers are probably as good as, you know, Toyota, which has its reputation for reliability. But in the mid-size truck field, I'm gonna say Tacoma or...
And by the way, Tacoma switched to turbo power too.
Yeah.
So Honda and Nissan are only the two... Well, other than the Gladiator.
Yeah.
Where's the Gladiator, by the way?
I don't know. Where is the Gladiator? That's a hint.
Those guys are V6s.
Yeah.
So you want to hit the GMC?
Let's go hit the GMC, because we certainly have two budget busters here, Andre. Definitely budget busters.
By the way, I was talking to some GMC dealerships as well.
Yeah.
And they were telling me that the most popular vehicle they sell is either Denali or 84X, which are some of the most expensive trucks on the market. But people love those trucks.
So here we have the Earth Crusher. Oh, no, sorry, Earth Cruiser. I misspoke. Hint,
joke.
Oh, yeah, okay, funny or not. This is actually not...
Well, this is a customized Hummer EV.
This might be the most expensive truck here.
Well, yeah, and they're not going to...
What does it start at?
Well, the truck itself is 113.
Yeah, and then...
And that camper is like 80 or something, so...
This might be the most expensive.
This is the most expensive.
Look at the suspension. It's actually quite...
So we did a separate video about this a couple of months ago.
Uh-huh.
So if you check out oldtfl.com or some of our channels, you can Google Hummer Earth Cruiser.
Yeah.
And you can find that.
Hey, I like the Tesla guys over there. You got little Tesla things.
Ooh, they're talking about Hummers.
Oh, they're checking. Oh, actually, Andre, I found the most expensive truck. It's just hiding over there. We'll go back there in a sec. There's by far the most expensive truck here.
So these are actually getting to dealers now, the SUVs.
Yes,
105. Hummer SUVs. Yeah, that's also pricey.
Remember when these came out, they were only white, and now you kind of got this matte green.
Oh, look, there's
green.
The guys from Carfection.
Those are the guys from Carfection. Here.
Hey, guys.
What don't you think?
We are on the podcast. Hey, good to see you.
Here. We have a question for you. So I'll do it this way. All right, here's a question. We're doing video asking what are the bargains and what are the budget busting trucks here. So I'm gonna put you on the spot. So if you had to pick the bargain truck, any size. Yeah, which one here for all of you looking for bargains? Because you know, truck prices have gotten crazy.
Right, yes.
Which one would it be?
if you're looking for the bargain truck, honestly, I would maybe look at a Frontier. Honestly.
Yeah.
We just saw it,
The Maverick, maybe. The Maverick.
All right.
Of course,
be
a great deal.
Okay, and now the other way, the Budget Buster.
Probably a Denali Ultimate.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's Denali Ultimate.
Yeah, those would be about $100,000, so. Yeah.
Well, that's a great segue, guys. So, once again, if you guys want to see some professional reviews, head on over to Car Confections. If you want to see the unprofessional stuff, hang with us at TFL. Okay. Thanks, boys.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Let's go look at this.
By the way, that boat is also busting budgets.
Yeah, your boat. How much is that thing?
This could be a $250,000. So actually, $100,000 for a truck is reasonable compared to the boat.
You said $100,000 for a truck is reasonable.
When you're towing $250,000.
I guess if you can afford the boat, you can afford the truck.
Yes.
All right, let's pop the door here. So this is the AT4X.
AEV edition.
Which is, this is where AEV has gone all out.
So this is basically kind of a Bison.
Yes.
Cousin of the Bison, but it's got, you know, very nice. Look at the headliner. See how fancy it's getting. It's got massage. It's got massaging seats. It's got big screens. It's got everything.
It's got a thumping big stereo.
And also a $105,000 price.
And all the off. But look, those are horrible
stuff. It's gonna retract.
I know, but have you ever parked off road on a rock?
There's a button that disables it.
What if you forget to hit that button? Which
well,
I would.
You could.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But yeah, it's a beautiful truck. But this is definitely...
And you could put a winch here as well in the bumper.
So let's see if they're right. $104,000, Andre.
Yes. So that's... actually, these are dealers already as well. So
you could get the Duramax. So that's, what, a $10,000 option?
Approximately, yes.
So if you get rid of the Duramax, the 6.2, you're at only a 93. What a bargain.
But you know what? I went to the original launch event of the 84X Sierra Heavy Duty. And they had no gas power trucks at the event. And they asked how come, and they said, we don't sell very many of them, so they're not going
to
show it.
All right, we're going to show you the most expensive truck here. And actually,
Period.
Actually, believe it or not, I actually got to ride in this truck. I didn't get to drive it. I got to ride in it.
Well, this is the Earth Cruiser. Hold on. We're still making our way through this.
It's nice.
This is well built.
Yeah, this is well built. I mean, you got a little sleeping cubby up there. You got your refrigerator.
And you have a hatch where you can go into the cab inside.
Yeah.
You know how the Hummer has a removable panel?
Yeah.
So you can actually climb inside through there.
All right, well, let's go show them the most expensive truck here.
Oh, are you talking about this?
I am, the JLTV, the Joint Light Tactical Vehicle. I don't think that's a JLTV, Andre. That's
this
not,
could be,
not a JLTV.
This could be something bigger.
This is bigger. Also maybe Oshkosh.
Hold on. It's right here.
Is there an MSRP on it?
No, because you can't buy it.
It's an RG31 MK5.
That's easy to say.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the RG31 MK5.
I know that it has coil springs.
Yeah, big ones.
Look at this. Here's my hand.
Yeah.
And this is humongous.
Yeah. Well, Andre, look, come here. You didn't see this? Don't put your hand there.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, see? You gotta look at the...
Rotating parts.
I'm already
damaging myself.
Yeah.
Look at those coils.
They're a little rusty.
Yeah, well, this is a real truck. This is how trucks are.
They're rusty.
It's got mud.
Good.
It's got mud.
It's got mud.
This is real.
Real deal.
Real deal, right? Real deal,
Where's the JLTV?
JLTV?
Yeah.
I think...
It's not here,
huh?
No, I think it came from Orban. Huh?
So is this a little bit bigger than the JLTV by size, do you know?
I actually don't know by actual size or weight. I believe it's heavier.
Okay. It's heavier.
It's like a ton or two heavier.
It's heavier,
I don't know exactly. I wish I knew if it was actually bigger or not.
Look at these tow points, Roman.
JLTVs.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. They also have a tow ramp here in the back. Or oh, wait. It might be the medic vehicle that we have. There's literally like a 4-inch wide steel like plate that they have this for cameras.
Are you in the Army?
I am a civilian with the Army. Oh. So I work alongside the guys and I help these out here and can be set up.
Cool.
So hang on, let's actually start finding.
You know the JLTV, Andre, starts at like 15,000 pounds.
Oh yeah.
And then you could get up to like 25 depending on what kind of armament and what kind of weapon systems you put on it.
This is actually right here. So if you should need to get towed or tow someone, like that is the whole
thing. Those look huge bars.
Yeah, that's to the frame. So
yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very
much.
I appreciate it.
If you want to come by and get more photos or anything, come stop by.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Take care.
All right, we got one more to show you before we wrap this up. And it's not the Polaris.
It's on snow tracks.
Yeah, the little Ranger, yeah. Yeah. This is kind of interesting back here. You know, they kind of shrunk the show from two show floors to one, but they're saying that now
Expanded a little bit here.
Yeah, it's expanded a little bit here, yeah.
And they were saying about 850 square feet of floor.
Yeah.
850,000 square feet of floor space.
Yeah.
Oh, Back to the Future.
I'm kind of done with the DeLorean. I think it's been overdone, Andre.
Nice.
Yeah, it's probably the most famous movie car ever, and it's gotten the point of too much saturation. But we're going this way, I think. I'm lost back here.
No, we're fine.
Hello.
We're doing good.
This is where the media lives.
Wow, look at all the media. They're very busy. Everybody's working super, super hard.
Everybody's posting.
Look at the front push bar on this police Explorer. Wow. That's a big push bar.
That's serious push bar. That is maximum push bar, Andre. I don't think. And hiding over here is one of the most interesting trucks here. Probably have the most people around it. And of course, I'm not talking about the Escalade IQ, which is
what. Well, also kind of has a lot of people.
Yeah. So that's a $175,000 Escalade. That's all electric. But of course, the Cybertruck. Now, you recently got to drive this, Andre.
Yeah, I did. Thanks to our friend Eric at Butter EV. I got to drive it and I did several videos with it. And here's one at the show.
Now, these are either 100
or 120,
depending on how many motors they have, right?
Yeah, so the trucks that are coming out first for sale are the dual motor trucks that are $100,000. And then the tri-motor trucks are $120,000. But I think, you know, the interior, do you want to sit in it?
Yeah, I'd love to sit in it. That's a tiny wheel, dude.
What do you think? Let me know what you think about the steering wheel.
Yeah, so I got to ride in the original prototype. And what I remember is that windshield goes so far in front. I mean, I'm leaning forward and there's no way I can touch it.
There's no way you will touch it.
Yeah, yeah. It certainly is much different. Steer by wire, of course, which is completely new. Well, Infiniti had it, but they had an actual...
What do you think about the steering wheel? You own a Model 3 right now.
We own a Model 3.
There's no stocks.
There's no stocks, no turn signal,
Well, your turn signal is right there on the steering wheel.
There's no wipers. I don't know. So here's the thing, all right? Mr. Musk tells a story that basically his son, one of his kids asked him, why has the truck always been the same design, right? Three boxes, powertrain, cab, bed. And why has it not changed? And of course, this is very dramatically different. And, you know, the answer to that is because that's always worked, right? There's a reason that 100 years of trucks have taken that form. And now we have something that, you know, completely breaks that mold and is completely different. And I just, I don't know if that's better or worse yet. I think, you know, look at your videos, go to all TFL, and you can kind of comment on it better than I can.
I mean, it rides nice, I can tell you that. It has a pretty soft ride.
That's a huge thing. I love cushy trucks.
Yeah, and the bed is limited use. We could show that really quick. The bed is about 6 foot on the floor. Here it is. But it's hard to reach. Can you reach the floor from where you are?
No. And here's the thing, right? If I called a plumber and he showed up in this, I'd be like, you're charging me too much. And that's why it's not.
That's why the Maverick is a better truck.
Yeah, it's a budget buster for sure.
Sorry,
but is it cool? Yes. Yeah, is it cool? Is it God buzz? Yes. Is it, you know, good at what trucks do, which is, you know, haul and towing and off roading? We don't know.
Well, we haven't off roaded one yet.
No,
we've pulled a trailer with it. It did relatively well. Of course, range is an issue for an electric truck, but we've never gone off road. The locking differentials are not enabled. So how are you going to off-road without locking differentials?
Well, you are. You're just going to slide around a lot, especially in Colorado snow.
Yes.
Well, guys, we really appreciate you taking the time to watch. How long have we been rolling, Andre?
57 minutes.
Yeah, an hour of this walk around. We're going to do the same thing we did last year, where we're going to go and do the car version of this with our friend Motoman. We're going to talk about, I think, where the different companies are at in that one. We won't be doing quite as much bargain versus budget buster. But, yeah. head on over to AllTFL. And as always, this is Roman
and Andre
saying, see you next time. Ciao.
Thank you, guys.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.